Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We've got open phone lines to talk about sports and stuff with you. So let's keep doing that. What do you say, Scott?
I like it, Doug.
Let's go to Tony. You're next. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
So I think that the Tigers have every chance to go on a run.
And? Why?
Okay, because if you followed the Diamondbacks 2 years ago, I think it was the first 60, 70 games of the season. They had the best record in the whole league. They went on a whole tank all the way to the end. They lost the last four games of the season. I think they only had 84 wins. They come in, they beat the Brewers, they beat the Dodgers, they beat the Phillies, and then the Bats went to sleep against Texas. And I think Christian Walker didn't really start hitting the ball. Their biggest hitter, their cleanup guy, didn't really start hitting till like the third round. So with all that said, if the Bats can all come together like we've seen it happen at the beginning of the season, there's no reason why they can't go on a run. Corbin Carroll, Marte, and
it's a decent argument. Decent argument. They were the last wild card to get in, and they did get hot in the postseason. Your point is simple, that it's been done before. Here's a template from 2 years ago.
The bats that need to come together. It's the pitching will be there, and it's going to be solid, but it's got to be solid. But the bats have to happen, because when the bats went to sleep, Texas just ran right through them.
You know, it's crazy. And Tony, I don't hate this argument. You've got a template of a team that mirrors sort of the Tigers in many ways from a couple of years ago. It's not totally apples to apples, but it is a valid argument that this. The path is there for a team that fits this profile, because we saw it in 2023 with the Diamondbacks. You know what's funny? I was looking back. So they win the tiebreaker with Houston. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Houston took the first series from the Tigers. Took 2 of 3 in the first series earlier in the year.
I think you're right.
Probably should have double-checked this before I brought this up. And then the Tigers swept Houston later in the year. That I'm totally sure of.
Tigers swept Houston in August, and if you go back to the first half of the season, okay. I think it was 2 out of 3.
Yep. Houston April 29th, 28th, 29th, and 30th. Houston won the first two, then the Tigers took game 3 of the series.
Tigers go on a run after that by chance?
What's that?
The Tigers go on a run after that by chance?
After the Houston series?
The first one. So they won. Well, they ended up, it was first of 3 in a row, and then
they were 18-12 after they lost the first two. And then you blink.
Eight of their next 9 games.
Yeah, they were 31-16 shortly thereafter. Anyway, that sweep of Houston, they completely shut down Houston's bats. They gave up 2 runs in 3 games. And the guy that won the game, that the last game, which gave Detroit a 4-2 series win over Houston, I'm pretty sure was Chuck Money, which in retrospect, like, that win mattered. Like, every win mattered.
Chuck Money.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that win over Houston on August 20th gave Detroit the series 4-2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a Charlie Morton start. Who, you know, whatever, you know, obviously it's been what it's been since then.
It's the last time he pitched well.
Yeah. But it made a difference in the end. 248-539-9797. I suppose you can make an argument that literally every win made a difference because they finished tied with Houston, but I just think that's interesting. It goes back to that swing game that went Detroit's favor. Paul in Clinton Township. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I really called about Riley Green, but you keep asking people about why, you know, are there reasons for why,
tangible.
Right?
Yep.
I'm going to say, for me, it seemed like they started gripping the bat a little tight after it got to a certain point. You build a big lead, you get a little complacent, and then when all of a sudden you're faced with having to play meaningful games when you thought you maybe were cruising, you know, might cause, you know, teams to, you know, grip it a little tight. And then I'm going to say that, you know, getting in releases a lot of that negative energy. Now they're in and they just got to play baseball. I mean, they had the best record in the league and the best record in the American League for large portions of the year. They're not terrible. They are not the team that absolutely collapsed. Now, will they win? I have no idea. I'm just saying they were closer to the team that we watched play great baseball most of the year than they are that unbelievably bad team.
It's not illogical what you're saying. It's steeped in a little bit of hope. I'm not, I hope you're right, but there's.
I want to get to Riley Green, but I'll tell you what, same thing happened in 06. Same thing. Yep. We were up 6-0 in the last game of the year in the sixth inning and still lost the division and then went to the World Series. So it can happen. But yep. Riley Green, the talk and, you know, some of the people that want to give up on him at 24 years old because he strikes out a lot. The baseball swing, you can't change it in the middle of it. You work all off season to build towards something. And then you go to spring training, and then you play, and then you have your entire year. You're not changing your swing in the end of September. You are what you are, and you have to hope for the best. I guarantee you that Riley Green this offseason is going to work on whatever he feels it takes to strike out less, make more contact, but still maintain the power numbers that he had, because he was very important. We wouldn't be here at this point without what he's done this season. But this talk, I know what he said, right? Everyone's all upset because he says, I don't care about strikeouts. I guarantee you that dude is going to work on it in the off season. There's no way he won't.
Well, he will, and I'm sure it'll be at the discretion and at the behest of what the Tigers organization wants him to do. Look, Riley worked on his swing last off season to try to get more powerful at the plate and launch the ball differently, which worked. He hit 36 home runs this year, was 10th in Major League Baseball with a 36 homers. He drove in 111 RBIs. There were only six players in baseball that drove in more runs than Riley Green. That's after an offseason where he was changing the swing a little bit. And as he said, as Paul said, 24, 25 years old, you don't throw that out. His 806 OPS is really good. the 201 strikeouts are atrocious, but the other numbers are better than good. So there's something to work with there. Yes, he needs to cut down on strikeouts. You're not going to get him to cut down on, you know, half of it. He's going to strike out a ton. But what you want him to do is to be able to hit the ball powerfully and hopefully put it in play a little bit more to drive in even more runs. Because there were lots of opportunities this year, particularly down the stretch, where he came up and didn't deliver with either was an unproductive out or just ended in it.
He is at a point in his career, and he just turned 25, but he is at a point in his career where progress can be made. Progress can be made, and he can, you know, he's not completely defined at 25 years old, right? Not completely defined.
No.
JB is next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, JB.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay. All right.
I'm just a little curious. My champ, I guess, would be the Lions for putting something together to figure out how to deal with Myles Garrett. But I am curious as to, do you guys know anything as to why David Montgomery's touches and everything has dropped so drastically? Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think he played in the third quarter. Did he take a snap?
He had a weird third quarter. I think if you look back at it, you might be right, but they had a very weird third quarter because Goff threw the pick, and then they went three and out right after that. And then they had a punt return, which eliminated a possession. And so he might not have played, but they might have had limited snaps in the third quarter.
Now, that being said, he only had 9 carries in the game, but for 12 yards. And was targeted once in a pass. I mean, it just everything changes. It's game by game. They don't go into, I don't think they go into the game saying, we're going to give you 12 carries and you 12 carries. Sometimes it's the hot hand. Sometimes it's determined by what they see on the field. It's always, evolving during the game. But David Montgomery's outstanding for this team. And the Sonic and Knuckles thing is, it's real. We love to see it. And he'll be involved in the next game.
He just made a comment. He was on St. Brown's podcast, and they was joking about how Jarrett was telling him to go down when he made the last touchdown. He was like, "No, man, I only had 12 carries." So it's like he noticed that he had only had 12 carries. So I just wondered, was there something more to it, or had he fallen out of good graces of the coaching staff?
Thanks for the call.
I would be shocked if he fell out of the good graces of the coaching staff. I'm going to make a guess here, though, that the Lions' total snaps in the game they just played were actually relatively low.
56.
Is that how many offensive snaps they had?
29 rushes, 27 passes.
I bet that's one of their lowest totals of the year, which means everybody's snap count was down. I'm going to have to double check that. But I feel like that was probably the lowest snap count of the year. I'll have to look it up, but I'm... Anyway, 248-539-9797. I wouldn't worry too much about the offense, and I wouldn't worry too much about Montgomery. If you're talking about the offense, almost every criticism is on the margin, right? They are the highest scoring team in the NFL. They're repeating what they did a year ago. They don't need an overhaul. Maybe some tweaking here and there, certainly to be more efficient, but they're more efficient than most is a good way to put it. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.